Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by, well, instead of doing a sponsor, what I would love for everybody to do is nominate me for the podcast awards. I know I've taken 2 weeks off. Deeply sorry about that for not really giving anybody a warning, because I really didn't know it was going to happen. Life's just been really crazy lately. But definitely do me a favor, go to otrwesterns.com/award. That will kick you over to podcastawards.com. I'm looking for the culture and arts category. Put the Old Time Radio Westerns in the name. And then for the website, do www.otrwesterns.com. Hopefully we'll get nominated again this year. First year we did it. We got nominated. Didn't win, but we did get nominated. Second year, we didn't even get nominated. Kind of sad. I don't remember pushing it. I think I missed it. And then this year, hopefully, we'll get nominated again. It's great to be nominated. That's actually a goal of mine. I would love to win, but there's a ton of podcasts out there, so it's really hard for me to win. But the nomination, it's kind of nice because I can say, hey, 2010 podcast nominated, you know, for Best in Culture and Arts, and then I can do this for 2012. So deeply appreciate it. I know a lot of you guys love this podcast. This intro is really long, and it's going to be for this week, and sorry about it. But that's about it. And again, otrwesterns.com/award. Now let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is January 4th, 1955. We got a new year. And the title is Brand of Maverick. Hope you enjoy. And again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he's getting closer.
This way, Pancho Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Brand of the Maverick. When Western cattlemen turned their attention back to business after the war between the states, they found that thousands of Mavericks, unbranded cattle, roamed the grazing grounds mingling with the branded stock. To add to the confusion, many old brands had been lost. Records of others were destroyed or ignored. Still others had changed hands with the changing of fortunes. It was a time for opportunists, when outlaws like Nate Wills and Tim Bolin took full advantage of the situation. As our story opens, Wills, Bolin, and several of their gang were riding near the Panhandle country a short distance out of the town of Twin Oaks.
That's him, Bolin. That's Hank Myers.
Yeah, got a hand with him. They're branding Mavericks, huh?
Yeah, I don't reckon so, not today. They're cutting out the stray brands from that herd.
Oh, yeah. They bought that brand from somebody up north, didn't they?
That's right, from an hombre named Andrews. It's an old brand, but mighty profitable. What with all them stray brands wandering down in this country now.
All Myers and his brother got to do is round up the strays. As many as they can find, cash in on them, eh, Wills?
Yeah, looks like they're finding plenty.
And they got that stray brand recorded in this county, Ed Wills?
Most likely. Morgan Myers is the recorder. Pretty good setup, Morgan Myers the recorder and Hank going out to round up the strays. Let's look things over, Bolin. Whoa!
Oh, boy!
Yeah, there's going to be money in this for us, Bolin.
What are we going to do?
We're going to gun down Hank Myers and that hand that's with him. Then we'll herd these strays back to my corral. And after that, we'll call on Morgan Myers at his office.
Have him record that brand in your name, huh?
Yeah. Then we'll take Morgan up into the hills where they won't find his body.
Sounds all right to me, Will.
Sure, it's all right. We'll ride up to Hank sort of friendly-like. Now, when I give the word, we'll fill them two full of lead. Get out!
Hey, back! Come on, boy!
It's good enough. Whoa!
Oh, boy! Boy!
Howdy, Hank.
Howdy.
Rounding up some strays, huh?
That's right.
Well, you won't be rounding up anymore. Let him have it, boy.
Well, that does it, Wills. Got them both.
Yeah. Round up them cattle, boys, and let's get going.
Aren't you not know Senor Morgan Myers or Senor Hank Myers, Cisco?
Well, neither do I nor them, Pancho.
Why we look for them?
I have already explained that to you, Chico.
Explain again, sir. Explain.
This time, pay attention to what I say.
I pay.
Up north, we talked with Senor Andros.
Senor Andros, si.
And he told us that a short while ago, he had sold his brand to the Myers brothers.
Si, sold the brand.
He also said that the Myers brothers were very fine senores.
Very fine senores.
We rode this way to be sure and call upon them and give them his best regards.
So we call upon them.
Si.
Ooh, look, Cisco. Small herd of cattle come this way.
Much too small a herd for 5 hombres to be herding.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they're low.
Look.
Trail is narrow at this point, and I do not wish to ride into that dust.
Uh-huh.
We'll wait here and let them pass.
Not Maverick cattle, Cisco. You can't see a brand on the cattle.
An old brand.
Old brand?
Well, Pancho, that is the brand Senor Andrews sold to the Myers brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps 2 of those senores are the brothers.
Pancho, not know.
What is this, senores?
What is this, senores?
By chance, is one of you either Senor Morgan Myers or Senor Hank Myers?
Whoa. No, by chance we ain't. Who are you, hombres?
Well, that makes no difference. I do not like your manner. Come, Pancho, let us be going.
Wait a minute. Nate asked you a question. That calls for an answer.
Move your horses out of our way, hombre.
Come on. Who are you?
Right through them, Pancho.
Through them.
Up, Cavalcada.
Hold
them,
hold them.
Ho, ho, ho.
Hold them, ho, ho.
Knock me off my horse, will you? Well, by thunder,
I would not draw that gun if I were you, hombre.
He not draw, Cisco. He sees you draw.
Cisco? The Cisco kid?
That is what I am called. Now, answer a question of mine. Do you two work for the senores Myers?
No. We don't work for him.
How about those other 3 hombres?
Well,
What do you want to know that for?
Answer my question at once.
As a matter of fact, they do work for Myers. He just hired them.
I was wondering about those cattle, hombre, because that brand now belongs to the Myers brothers.
Probably, I don't know.
Let us be going, Pancho.
Pancho ready, Cisco. Pancho not like these hombres.
Next time you meet strangers on the trail, perhaps you'll be more civil. Up, Diablo, come.
Go, Lobo, go now, go.
I'll show that blasted Cisco kid. I'll show.
Put that gun back, Wills. Don't take any chances with Cisco.
Yeah, maybe you're right. From what I heard, he's a mighty bad hombre to mix with.
20.
Tell you what we'll do, Bolin. We'll ride for the sheriff. We'll tell him we heard shots over near where Hank Myers was working.
And the Cisco kid's riding right that way now.
If we hustle, we can just about have that sheriff get up there in time. Get up.
Here, get him.
Cisco, what does hombres do with that cattle?
That is just exactly what I am wondering, Pancho. And that is the first question we will ask the senores Myers.
Hombres say they not work for the senores. Not know whether the other hombres work for senores or not.
Of course they know, one way or the other. I would say something is very wrong.
Oh, very wrong.
We'll find out as soon as we can.
More cattle, Cisco.
There's another herd, grazing.
Was it sore over the cattle?
What's bothering you, Diablo?
Open it like something neither, Cisco.
You've seen cattle before, Diablo. Ah, look ahead of us, Pancho, on the ground.
Santo. 2 hombres on the ground.
Si, ho, Diablo, ho.
Ho.
These 2 are dead, Chico.
Somebody killed them, Cisco, no?
Si, shot and killed them both.
Hold it. Oh.
He killed with the party, Cisco.
Si.
What's going on here?
You arrive at a good time, Senor Sheriff. This looks to me like a murder case.
That's just the way it looks to me, too. Hank Myers and Sally Haynes, huh?
Myers?
Yeah, that's him lying right here. But I guess you know that. You're the Cisco kid, ain't you?
See, Sheriff. But if you mean I know anything about this matter, you are wrong. I do not.
Cisco and Pancho, you only just get here, Senor Sheriff.
Yeah, I heard a different story.
Now, just what do you mean by that? Who told you that different story?
You'll find out later on. All the reports I got about you, Cisco, make you out a mighty bad hombre. A killer.
That not so, Sheriff. Cisco never kill nobody.
Fan out, boys. Surround him.
What do we do now, Cisco?
Call our horses, Pancho. Mount them as they run past.
Diablo!
Lolo!
Hey, what in thunder? Help the old senior sheriff!
I can't reach the senior sheriff!
Come get out!
Lolo, Lolo, Lolo!
You bandit! Let him have it, boys!
Right out of the country now, Cisco?
No, Pancho. Whoever kills Senor Hank may try to kill Senor Morgan also. After we throw off this pursuit, we'll go into the town.
That'd be dangerous, Cisco.
See, also, Senor Morgan may be in danger. A friend of Senor Andrews is a friend of ours, amigo. We'll do what we can to help him. Up, Diablo!
Go, loco! Go, loco!
Come on, get them cattle into that corral. Hustle now.
Hey, Wilmot. That Cisco kid got away from the sheriff.
Whoa. How do you know that, Bullen?
Because I followed the posse. Watched him from a distance. Cisco's on the trail now that leads around the town.
Maybe he's pulled freight.
I don't know, Wills. If he figures we set the sheriff after him, he'll be after us. Don't make no mistake about that. He might wait till dark, but sooner or later he'll be after us.
Listen, Bullen. After these hombres get the cattle in the corral, you post them around town. Be sure they got rifles and be sure they're out of sight. Have them watch for that Cisco kid. And if they can get him in their sights, tell them to fool him full of lead.
All right. But where are you going?
I'm going over to the recorder's office after Morgan Myers right now.
Gonna have him re-record that brand in your name, huh?
Yeah. And after that, I'm taking him into the hills, up to our hideout. He can join me on the trail.
Get out!
Howdy, Myers.
What can I do for you? Hey, what's the idea? Put away that gun.
Myers, you're re-recording that brand you bought from Andrews in my name, and you're doing it now.
Nothing doing.
Come on, I ain't fooling.
I said nothing doing. Go on, pull that trigger. You don't dare.
You'll re-record when I get through with you. Two or three days up in the hills without food or water will make you change your mind in a hurry.
Not like to walk, and we got the good horses, Cisco.
It was wise to leave our horses in that clump of trees down by the river, Pancho, where we walk into this town. The sheriff may be back in town.
He not like us, Cisco.
No, he does not. That is just why we are walking. On horseback, we would make too good a target.
See.
Now, let's wait a moment until we see where the recorder's office is.
Not a long street.
It should not be hard to locate their office. Ah, there it is, Pancho. Two doors down on this side of the street.
Pancho, not see nobody around.
Yeah, in this case, that is good.
Cisco.
See, Pancho.
Pancho, think you just see hombre look over the top of the mesa up there.
Yeah, point to the place, amigo.
Yeah, up there. Up.
If you did see someone, he's not there now.
Maybe Pancho see a rock up there. Think the rock was hombre. That is, Cisco. Pancho see the rock.
Well, here's the recorder's office. There's the name Morgan Myers on the sign. Let us try the door.
Nobody here, Cisco.
Yeah, but look, Chico.
What?
Signs of a fight in this office. The papers on the floor, a chair overturned. Yeah, look here.
Look here.
There's stains on the floor. They are fresh. Pancho, I believe the hombres that came here after Senor Morgan were the ones who killed his brother.
Killed Senor Morgan too, no?
I do not know. Let us see if there are any tracks on the ground outside. Yeah, see, here are footprints, amigo. The way they are spaced, whoever made them might have been carrying someone.
Footprints deeper, too, Cisco.
See, there is another good reason. So perhaps one of those hombres went into the office, struck down Senor Morgan,
get
and that.
Boys!
Madre mia, let us get back to our horses, Pancho. No, wait. They are firing at us in that direction, too. Back into the office, Pancho, quickly.
Now, Delpenda! Keep shooting, boys! We'll make a sieve of that villain there.
See, in the way those bullets are coming through here, they will make a sieve of this building. Down on the floor, Pancho. Flat down.
Pancho, not like this, Cisco.
Neither do I, amigo. If we get out of this alive, we are going to be very lucky.
And presently, the plight of our friends is going to be even worse. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our gripping story, Brand of the Maverick. On their way to the town of Twin Oaks, Cisco and Pancho passed a small herd of cattle being driven by several tough-looking strangers. Cisco noted that the brand was one that had just been sold to the Myers brothers. A few minutes later, Cisco and Pancho found the body of Hank Myers on the trail, just as the sheriff arrived and tried to arrest our friends. But they got away and rode to town to warn Morgan Myers at the recorder's office that his life might be in danger. They rode directly into a trap set by the outlaws Nate Wills and Tim Boland. Now, lying on the floor of the recorder's office with the bullets crashing through the flimsy walls...
Hey, Santo Cisco, that bullet just missed Pancho's nose.
Lie flatter on the floor, Pancho.
Pancho's too fat. Pancho not can lie flatter.
We'll have to stay here for the time being, Chico. To run out into that hail of bullets would be suicide.
Fire back at the hombres, no?
That would do no good.
Uh-huh.
Instead, let us make them think by not firing they have killed us.
Watch him hunt this all this shooting.
The Cisco Kid and his partner in the recorder's office, Sheriff. We caught him trying to rob the place.
You lie, George. You lie and
Pancho. Get up, Pancho.
Well, hold your fire. I'm looking for them two hombres myself. You, Cisco, come out of there. With your hands in the air.
Do not answer him, Pancho.
You not speak to Pancho then.
Shh. Come on out.
Make no noise.
Well, I guess maybe your hombres finished them off. Come on, deputy. We'll take a look in there.
Pancho, if they come in here, you grab the deputy.
Grab the deputy.
I will grab the sheriff.
You grab the sheriff.
We'll get their guns and then use them as shields to get back to our horses. Uh-huh. I do not think those other coyotes will dare to fire on them.
Have the guns ready, deputy?
Right, Sheriff.
Come on, let's go in.
Now, Pancho.
Pancho, got the deputy, Cisco. Got the deputy, Cisco.
I will take your gun, Sheriff. Gracias. Now, do as I say. Walk ahead of us. Down toward the river.
Oh, Cisco, you bandit.
Start now. Pancho, stay close behind the deputy.
Yes, Cisco.
Hold your fire, boys. If you don't, you'll hit me or the deputy.
Pancho got a funny feeling up his spine, Cisco.
Do not look around, Pancho. You, Sheriff, answer these questions. Who is the hombre around here with a white scar on his chin? He's tall and heavy. Wears a red kerchief, black hat, and a buckskin vest.
Sounds like Nate Wills.
What is the name of the one who wears the dirty white chaps? Smaller man with small furtive eyes.
Tim Boland. What are you asking about them for?
Because you would do well to question them about the murder of Senor Hank Myers. Also about the possible murder of Senor Morgan Myers.
I know who the whole responsible for that. Blast your hide, Cisco.
It was not Cisco. Blast your hide.
Tell me this. Where do those hombres live? Quickly.
Easy with that gun, Cisco. Well, they got a place up in the hills, up near the top of the North Trail.
Bueno, this is far enough for you two. Stand right where you are. We'll leave your guns over there by our horses. Come, Pancho.
Cisco, I'll get you for this.
You get those other bandidos here, Senor Sheriff.
Pancho, you'll ride for that North Trail
at top speed.
At the top speed, Cisco. Pancho, I got a funny feeling now.
Up, Kevin.
Go, logo, go, go.
The shooting stopped back there, Wills.
Yeah. I reckon that means the boys got Cisco and his partner.
Maybe. But I wouldn't be too sure.
A couple of them boys are dead shots, Bullen. They couldn't miss, not even with their eyes shut.
I still wouldn't be too sure if I was you. There's something about that Cisco Kid. I don't know what it is. But I do know he's been in spots you'd never think he could get out of. He's come through without a scratch.
And if he gets out of this, he better not get in range of my guns. If he does, he's a dead man, just like this hombre Morgan Myers is going to be in a few more days.
You sure must have gun-whipped him good, Wills. He ain't come to yet.
Yeah, dead. But he's tied good and tight on that horse. Let's rest for a minute. Whoa, boy.
Hey, whoa. You know, I think I better go up on that rise of ground, take a look back.
Still worrying about Cisco, huh?
That's right, I am. Tip, get up there.
Well, you go take your look. I'll wait right here.
Whoa.
See anything back along the trail?
No. Hey, wait a minute. There's two riders way back there. By thunder, Wills, it's that Cisco kid and his partner.
You sure of that?
Of course I'm sure. Come up here and take a look for yourself.
Get up.
They're coming right on this trail.
Whoa, now. Now, where are they?
Look, back there. Follow the point of my finger.
Yeah, you're right, Bolin.
We better get ready to dry gulch him.
I got an idea.
Get down off your horse, Bolin.
What are you figuring on doing?
Yeah, this here's a kind of rocky ledge we're on, and the trail's just below.
Yeah, that's right.
Suppose we tip a couple of these big boulders down onto the trail.
Block it up, huh?
Yeah. Then we'll go back along the ledge and wait. When Cisco and the other one get up to this block, we'll start a couple of the boulders back there down onto the trail. Then we'll have them boxed in.
Good idea, Wills.
And then we can take our time picking them off. Come on, give me a hand with this one.
Yeah. Get behind it now.
Shove.
He's starting to move. Get your shoulder into it.
There she goes.
That's good. Now this one here. Let's get her started.
One more good shove.
There. They can't get their horses past them rocks, Wills.
Nope, they'll have to turn around. And when they do, they'll find we've already blocked the other end of the trail. Come on. Let's go down there and wait.
This is the north trail, Cisco?
Si, Pancho. This is the north trail. In a few more minutes, we should be at the top of the trail.
And then we look for the bandidos' hideout.
Si. I believe those hombres are on the trail ahead of us right this minute.
Fresh hoof prints, Cisco.
Si. Whether those hombres are the ones we want, I do not yet know.
We'll find out soon.
We should find out very soon.
Why does bandidos kill Senor Hank Myers and try to kill Senor Morgan?
It looks to me like a case of cattle rustling, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
The bandidos want the cattle that belong to the Myers brothers.
You sure the Myers brothers buy that brand from Senor Andrews, Cisco?
Of course I am sure.
Oh.
Senor Andrews told me he had sold them the brand.
But those cattle we see, Cisco, brand not fresh.
True enough, Chico. But you must remember that for several years, many thousands of cattle have run wild. These cattle we saw wandered down from the north. When Senor Andrews sold his brand, he sold the right to all cattle bearing that brand.
Oh, now, Panther, see, Cisco, like the brand of the Mavericks.
See, except that Mavericks are unbranded cattle.
Uh-huh.
But enough of that for the time being. Yeah. Let us see where this trail goes now.
Goes around the bend, Cisco.
See, high walls on either side. We must be very near the top and... What is this? Hold it. Hold.
Oh, look. Ooh, big rocks in the trail, Cisco.
See, dirt is still coming down from above. Turn your horse quickly, Pancho. Come on, Diablo.
Turn around, Logo.
Right back down the trail. Up your path.
Go, Logo.
Santos, there's another boulder rolling onto the trail.
He's a big rock, Cisco. What do we do?
Jump your horse over, amigo. I think the horses can just about make it.
Let him have it, Bowen.
Now, Diablo. Over, half down.
Over. That's a close call, Cisco.
I have been shot at just too much today, Pancho. I am going up there after those hombres. Diablo, capta!
Pancho, come too. Logo, up there, go!
Hold on, Wilkes. Hit it, come.
You speak the truth, hombre. Into them, Diablo, come on.
Hey, for you, Logo!
Lest I have my hands on you, hombre. Cut him down, Bowen. Cut him down.
You're not gun nobody down, hombre. Pancho, jump on you. Pancho, not to breathe out of these hombres, Cisco.
Bueno, Pancho. And I'm going to do my best to knock the breath out of this hombre with one more punch.
If Pancho thinks your best very good, Cisco.
Pancho, get the senor down off that horse. Untie him.
Yes, senor.
And I will take your guns, hombre. Also yours.
Pancho, cut the senor free, Cisco. Senor just come to now.
Yeah.
The sheriff again.
This time we got you, Cisco. Get your hands up, quick.
Si, senor sheriff.
You too.
Si, me too.
So you got Morgan Myers with you, huh? You're going to do away with him.
We have Senor Morgan with us, but if you think Pancho and I have any intention of doing away with him, you are quite mistaken.
None of your highfalutin talk now, Cisco. We know you're responsible for all this trouble. By thunder, this time you're not getting away with it.
We're not trying to get away with nothing, Sheriff. We helped Senor Morgan Myers. And...
Don't need none of your talk, fat one. You just keep your lip buttoned.
Pancho showed you who a fat one you are.
Pancho, quieto. I think we will be able to convince the sheriff that he is wrong.
He'll take a lot of convincing, Cisco.
Wait a minute, Sheriff. This here is the coyote who got me.
Who?
Nate Wills here?
Yeah, that's right.
What's this go tell you, Sheriff?
That's Senor Myers' talk.
Yeah, Poncho, keep quiet.
All right, Myers, go on.
This Nate Wills, Sheriff, he comes to the office and tries to make me re-record the brand to him, the brand Hank and I bought from Andrews.
Well, I gotta take your word for it, Myers, but what about the Cisco Kid here?
If this man here is the Cisco Kid, he's all right. Andrews wrote that he was coming down to see me, and I'm mighty glad he got here.
You see, Senor Sheriff, you were just a little wrong in picking the right bandidos.
Yeah, those hombres over there, the right ones, and Cisco and Pancho, the wrong ones.
Yeah, so you admit you're bandits anyhow.
No, Senor Sheriff. Pancho gets a little mixed up. What he meant was...
Pancho mean we not the bandidos you after, Sheriff. Those other bandidos, the ones you want.
Neto, Pancho, you're making it worse.
Pancho only tried to help, Cisco.
Sheriff, I've heard about the Cisco Kid for years. He's as square an hombre as you'd ever meet.
Well, I could be wrong, Myers. Just the same, it ain't often that I make a mistake.
You make one this time, Sheriff.
Yeah, I'm afraid you did, Sheriff.
Yeah, maybe I did. Well, put the handcuffs on Wills and Boland, Deputy. We'll all ride back to town together.
Handcuffs on the bandidos now, Cisco. The right ones.
See, and the Sheriff is going to find out he has used the right brand for those two mavericks. Hey, Pancho.
Sheriff, finally believe we not the bandidos.
See, he finally did make up his mind, Chico, after the bandidos confessed.
Sheriff say he like us now.
He likes us better than he did, amigo. In fact, he invited us to come back and have a hunting trip with him.
We come back, Chico? Oh,
perhaps sometime. Although, I do not like to kill things.
Pancho doesn't like to kill things, too. But last year, Cisco,
si?
Pancho go on the hunt with Pancho's uncle, Jose.
You went on a hunt with your uncle, Jose?
Yes. Si.
Well, what did you bring back?
Pancho not bring back nothing, but Pancho's uncle, Jose, bring back two antelope and a patfer.
Two antelope and a what?
A patfer.
I never heard of a patfer, Chico. What is a patfer?
To cook the antelope in.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed. and subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.